భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి, నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి, ప్రేమశిగో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసు గౌరవ భక్తి వృందకి, శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోపనా చామకుంద రాధాకుంద గిరి గోవర్ధన్కి, శ్రీ వృందావన ధామ్కి, శ్రీ మథుర ధామ్కి, శ్రీ మాయపూర్ నవదీప్ ధామ్కి, జగన్నాథపురి శ్రీ క్షేత్ర ధామ్కి, గంగమాయికి, యమునమాయికి, భక్తిదేవికి, తులసి మారానికి, సమవేత భక్తువృందకి, యుగధర్మ హరినామ సంకీర్తానికి, కాంచన ప్రసాదం డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్కి, బ్రాహ్మణ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్కి, సాయి గౌరవ ప్రమనంది, ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ ది బోరి సరే కృష్ణ, ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ సరే కృష్ణ, ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ ది బోరి సరే కృష్ణ, ఓ గ్లోరియస్, ఓ గ్లోరియస్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అని గౌరవ గోగ్లాష్ల ప్రభుపాదకి జై. నమో శుభదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్తాపతి శ్రీమతి మా కృష్ణ శాంతి రామ్ని, నమో శుభదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్తాపతి భక్తి శాంతి రామ్మస్తే సరస్వతి గౌరవాన్ని ప్రస్తావిస్తాను. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణ నమస్కృత్య నారం చైవ నారోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం అతు జయముదీరయన్ నస్సప్రేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైసికీ. ఓకే, రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటు 2, ది కాస్మిక్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్, చాప్టర్ 5, ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాజెస్, టెక్స్ట్ 23. Yes. So we are, from this point we are seeing how Krishna actually creates this material universe, and Brahma is just giving a summary. He gives some information, but it's a summary information. There's some details, but it's not like really going into it, but he gives anyway, it's a summary detail, and he says how it's created through his Krishna's expansion and his potencies. Alright, text 23. Mahatastu vikurvana raja sarva pabrimhita tama pradanastu abhavan ద్రవ్య జ్ఞాన క్రియాత్మక. మెటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ కాస్ బై ద మహత్ తత్వస్ బీన్ అజిటేటెడ్ వే ఇట్స్ రిటర్న్ హియర్ ఐమ్ సారీ మెటీరియల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ కాస్ బై ద మహత్ తత్వస్ బీన్ అజిటేటెడ్ అట్ ఫస్ట్ దర్ ఇస్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్ అండ్ ప్యాషన్ అండ్ లేటర్ డ్యూ టు ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ మ్యాటర్ its knowledge and different activities of material knowledge come into play. So the mahatattva has three guna, but in the beginning it is dominated by rajas and sattva. Okay, that is because of the, as you look in the verse, it says in the last portion of the verse, dravya, jnana and kriya. So this raja and sattva is predominant because of kriya and jnana shaktis. Okay, kriya shakti is the creation action. Okay, and the intelligence that guides the material activities is known as jnana shakti, and matter evolves through dravya shakti. So this dravya refers to the adibhutam jnanam, and then from jnanam to adidevam, and kriya to adiatman. So these three causes the illusion for the living entities. They bewail the living entities like that. So, you can read the purport a little bit. I'm not going to go into that further. Text 24. Sohankara iti prakto.
Sohankara iti prakto.
Vikurvan samabhutrida.
Vikurvan samabhutrida.
Vaikarikastaijasascha.
Tamasascheti
yadbida.
Tamasascheti yadbida.
Dravya Shakti Kriya Shakti Jnana Shakti Riti Prabhu. Translation: the self-centered materialistic ego, thus being transformed into three features, becomes known as the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance in three divisions. Namely, the powers that evolve matter, knowledge of material creations, and the intelligence that guides such materialistic activities. Narada, you are quite competent to understand this. Right. Narada is. For us, it's quite difficult. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, materialistic ego, or the sense of identification with matter, is grossly self-centered, devoid of clear knowledge of the existence of God. And this self-centered egoism of the materialistic living entities is the cause of their being conditioned by the other paraphernalia and continuing their bondage of material existence. In the Bhagavad Gita, this self-centered egoism is very nicely explained in the 7th chapter, through verses 24 through 27. Self-centered impersonalists, without a clear conception of the personality of Godhead, concludes in his own way that the personality of Godhead takes a material shape from his original impersonal spiritual existence for a particular mission. So that's a Mayavadi concept. So they just conclude in their own way, Prabhupada says. They have no basis for any scriptural understanding. Yeah? There's no basis on scriptures. So they come up with their own conception of how the Lord incarnates in the material universe. And this misleading conception of the Supreme Lord by the self-centered impersonalist continues, even though he is seen to be very interested in the Vedic literatures, such as the Brahma Sutras and other highly intellectual sources of knowledge. So they understand that they need to study, but they concoct their own conclusions. They don't really have a proper Guru Parampara. And even if they have some kind of Guru Parampara, the origin of their knowledge is already concocted. So it's not based on the proper... You need something?
No, probably we don't have a camera.
I think they are using the laptop. Alright, so then few lines down, Srila Prabhupada says, the reason is that the Lord reserves the right of not exposing himself to the non-devotee who, even after a thorough study of literature like the Bhagavad Gita, remains an impersonalist simply by obstinacy. That means they read and there Krishna says, I am the source, I do this and that. They still don't want to accept Krishna as a person. So therefore, for such personalities who are non-devotees, the Lord refuses to show himself. Right? He says that also. I cover them with my Maya Shakti. Yeah. This obstinacy is due to the action of Yoga Maya, a personal energy of the Lord that acts like an aide-de-camp. That means he's like associate. By covering the vision of the obstinate impersonalist. Now, Yoga Maya covers all of us also because we are also not purified. Okay, such a bewildered human being is described as mudda or grossly ignorant because he is unable to understand the transcendental form of the Lord as being unborn and unchangeable. So when we read, we accept or we don't really accept. It depends on our faith, how strong our faith is. Because on one hand, we theoretically we accept, but we don't practice to please Krishna. Therefore, our consciousness is still clouded and contaminated. So it's not possible to see Krishna. Until our consciousness, our intention, our actions are all for Krishna, this yoga maya will not release us from this covering. Okay. So in the last paragraph, Prabhupada says, the cause of such gross ignorance is constant engagement by the materialistic man in the matter of artificially increasing material demands. Yeah. So, it doesn't just apply to all materialists, it applies to all of us also. If we continue pursuing material things, artificially increasing material needs, definitely we are also under ignorance. To realize the Supreme Person of Godhead, one has to purify the materialistic senses by devotional service. What is that verse in the Nectar of Devotion? Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam. Continuing, the mode of goodness or the Brahminical culture recommended in the Vedic literatures is helpful to such spiritual realization, and thus the Jnana Shakti stage of the conditioned soul is comparatively better than the other two stages, namely Dravya Shakti and Kriya Shakti. So all this actually is bewildering us. The Kriya Shakti, that means we use the our actions, and we use the material things which is we collect through Dravya Shakti, and then Kriya Shakti is develop something, build house, build this, build, or enjoy all, and therefore they increase our ignorance of spiritual life. So Prabhupada says, to rectify this we have to take up devotional service. And he says, just like how you connect it back to Krishna, right? Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha. How you do that? He quotes the verse 927. Yat karosi yat asnasi yat josi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kontaya tat gurusva madarpana. So whatever you do, he says, do it as an offering unto me. Yeah? Anything you do. So that's how you are connected. Text 25. Tamasad abhibhuta der vikurvana rabum naba tasya matra guna shabdo lingam yadrastri drishyayo. From the darkness of false ego, the first of the five elements, namely the sky, is generated. Its subtle form is the quality of sound, exactly as the seer is in relationship with the seen. So here he is explaining how the structure is coming, how from the false ego, how everything else is generated, one after another. So Prabhupada gives what are the elements that are forming, five elements, namely sky, air, fire, water and earth, are all but different qualities of the darkness of false ego. So all these elements are created from the false ego. They combine and then they generate one after another. But their origin is from false ego. This means a false ego in the sum total form of Mahatattva is generated from the marginal potency of the Lord. Okay, what does that mean? Is when the jiva, when the Lord glances, the jiva is coming with false ego, the jiva is coming with all the ingredients for his enjoyment, Kala Shakti comes with it. So then, more material nature starts, Mahatattva forms, starts covering. And then our friends, they start to enjoy. It happens so quickly before Brahma takes over and start putting the jivas in different realms like that. So the false ego comes in contact with the Mahatattva, and from there it starts generating all the other things. Okay, due to his false ego of lording it over material creation, ingredients are generated for the false enjoyment of the living being. So, as you can see, it's for our enjoyment. We are actually the source of this material universe. We are actually the source. Whatever we feel, enjoyment or suffering, we are actually the cause in that sense. Huh?
Collective karma.
So we are doing it. So then Prabhupada continues, the living being is practically the dominating factor over the material elements as the enjoyer, though the background is the Supreme Lord. You need something? Okay. So that means in this, for them to live, the living being must want to enjoy, then the Lord will give them the facility. But actually the Lord is the one who is creating everything. But the person who are trying to enjoy are us. Prabhupada says, factually save and accept the Lord, no one can be called the enjoyer. But the living entity falsely desires to become the enjoyer. So that's why we are here. This is the origin of false ego.
Many people, friends, like one of my friends, don't know why this material world is here. Can you give me answer? Why this world is created?
Yeah, now you know. You can explain very nicely.
They never come to the conclusion, like the way Mother Nature acts, and they know Mother Nature is there. Then why this
creator is? It's not that they don't know or they cannot understand. It's when you are grossly involved in the material nature, your intelligence all are not able to understand that you are suffering also.
I gave the example like we have a city with a good, but there still we have a jail. People who don't follow the rules, they go to Hindus.
So
I just told like this material created by our desires, like we wanted to enjoy. And that's why it's created and we are here.
Okay. When the bewildered living being desires this, the shadow elements are generated by the will of the Lord, and the living entities are allowed to run after them as after a phantasmagoria. So it's an illusion and they're chasing after an illusory happiness. It is said that first the tanmatra, sound, is created, then the sky, and in this verse it is confirmed that actually it is so. But sound is the subtle form of the sky. So one is gross, the other one is subtle. So the subtle form of the sky is actually the sound. And the distinction is like that between the seer and the seen. The sound is a representation of the actual object, as the sound produced speaking of the object gives an idea of the description of the object. Therefore, sound is a subtle characteristic of the object. Similarly, sound representation of the Lord in terms of his characteristics is the complete form of the Lord, as was seen by Vasudeva and Maharaj Dasharatha, the fathers of Lord Krishna and Lord Rama. The sound representation of the Lord is non-different from the Lord himself, because the Lord and his representation in sound are absolute knowledge. Lord Chaitanya has instructed us that in the holy name of the Lord, as sound representation of the Lord, all the potencies of the Lord are invested. Thus, one can immediately enjoy the association of the Lord by the pure vibration of the sound representation of his holy name. And the concept of the Lord is immediately manifested before the pure devotee. Okay? So the sound representation of the Lord is non-different from Krishna. The difference is he is more merciful. And also he is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Mahavadanyaya. So that's why we have access to chanting the holy name. In actuality, though he allows us to chant, he will not manifest completely until we are pure in our hearts and our desires. Okay, then Prabhupada at the end says, one who is thus able to associate with the Lord is sure to be delivered from the darkness of the created world, which is a product of false ego. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. So how does he get out of this darkness of the created world? By constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's how it's done. Otherwise we are all covered, each layer covers. You can see, further on we'll see how this sky, the formation, everything is given. Okay, text 26-29. Nabasuta vikurvana
Nabasuta vikurvana
Abhutsparsha guno nila
Abhutsparsha guno nila
Paranvayachabdavamsha
Paranvayachabdavamsha
Pranaujasahobalam
Pranaujasahobalam
Vayurapi vikurvana
Vayurapi vikurvana
Kalakarma svabhavatah
Kalakarma svabhavatah
Udapadyata
tejo vai Udapadyata
tejo vai Rupava sparsha shabdavar
Rupava sparsha shabdavar
Tejasastu vikurvana
Tejasastu vikurvana
Asid amborasatmakam
Asid amborasatmakam
Rupavat sparshavachambo
Rupavat sparshavachambo
Goshavachaparanvayat
Goshavachaparanvayat
Visheshastu vikurvana
Visheshastu vikurvana
Ambaso gandavanabhut
Ambaso gandavanabhut
Paranvayad rasa sparsha
Paranvayad rasa sparsha
Shabdarupa gunanvitaha
Shabdarupa gunanvitaha
Because the sky is transformed, the air is generated with the quality of touch, and by the previous succession, the air is also full of sound, and the basic principles of duration of life, sense perception, mental power, and bodily strength. When the air is transformed in course of time and nature's course, fire is generated, taking shape with the sense of touch and sound. Since fire is also transformed, there is a manifestation of water full of juice and taste. As previously, it also has form and touch and is also full of sound. And water being transformed from all variegatedness on earth appears odorous and as previously becomes qualitatively full of juice, touch, sound and form respectively. So basically each one is generated from the previous one. Okay, so the first one is sky, yeah. So sky has sound in it. Then the next one is generate air. So air has sound and touch. And then from air it generates fire. So fire has sound, touch and form. So it goes on layer. Water has sound, touch, form and taste. And earth has sound, touch, form, taste and smell. Yes. So how this is how they generate each one. And then from that they combine and then different bodies, different forms are coming up. It's a gradual evolution, but then it's not like, you know, it takes millions of years. It's very fast because Krishna makes sure it moves from one element to another. So they go up to different variety. They combine the three modes, and then three modes divide itself, and then they come into 81. From 81, they give 8.4 million species of life. Yeah. Prabhupada says, the whole process of creation is an act of gradual evolution and development from one element to another, reaching up to the variegatedness of the earth as so many trees, plants, mountains, rivers, reptiles, birds, animals and varieties of human beings. Okay. Then a few lines down, he's talking about the different elements. They are all mutually the cause and effect of one another. But the original cause is the Lord Himself in plenary portion, as Mahavishnu lying in the causal water of the Mahatattva. So, again, he wants us to understand There is a cause behind all of this, and that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then after the Bhagavad Gita verse, Prabhupada writes, the qualities of sense perception are fully represented in the earth, and they are manifested in other elements to a lesser extent. So that's why we can use our senses to define here and look at. But once it goes higher and higher level, subtle level, we cannot really understand it properly. In the sky there is sound only, whereas in the air there are sound and touch. In the fire there are sound, touch and shape, and in the water there is taste also, along with other perceptions, namely sound, touch and shape. In the earth, however, there are all the above mentioned qualities with an extra development of odor also. Therefore, on the earth there is a full display of variegatedness of life, which is originally started with the basic principle of air. So in any case, you remember Krishna also says, I am the taste in water. So he's in everything actually. It's not just, you know, he started it and went. No, through his potencies he's everywhere actually. We cannot exist without him. That's what it is. He's the source of everything, as is quoted in the Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupo. So whatever element you see, he's there. We are also the source of Krishna, and he's in us also. Even as a soul, in the heart of the soul, he's there. Like that.
So Krishna is in multiple places. He's in the heart of the soul, and he's in the Paramatma next to the soul, as well as in the
atom of the... Inside and outside.
Space between that.
So that's inside and outer. Yeah, everywhere. All direction. Text 30. Vaikarikan mano yagne. Deva vaikarika dasha.
Deva vaikarika dasha.
Vanin. No. Dikvatarko pracheto svi.
Dikvatarko pracheto svi.
Vanindro pendra mitraka.
Vanindro pendra mitraka.
From the mode of goodness, the mind is generated and becomes manifest, as also the 10 demigods controlling the bodily movements. Such demigods are known as the controller of directions, the controller of air, the sun god, the father of Daksha, Prajapati, the Aswini Kumaras, the fire god, the king of heaven, the worshipable deity in heaven, the chief of the Adityas, and Brahmaji, the Prajapati, all come into existence. Okay, Prabhupada says, Vaikarika is the neutral stage of creation, and Tejas is the initiative of creation, while Tamas is the full display of material creation under the spell of the darkness of ignorance. A few lines down, Prabhupada says, human civilization is meant for purifying the senses, and the objects of sense satisfaction should be supplied as much as absolutely required, but not for aggravating artificial sensory needs. Okay, it's not that you cannot, you know, eat things or, like you say, get what you want, a house and so on. But the key word is don't overdo it. And that would be artificial. Yeah? You don't need too much, and you want, for like food, you eat too much, you're aggravating your sense, your tongue, your mind, everything like that. Ishavashim principle, yes. You only take what you need. We don't need all this, actually. You don't need all these material things. Actually, we don't need it. Because we are spirit soul, so we don't need it. But because we are taking on the body, material body, there's needs to sustain this material body. So that's why Krishna has arranged it such that we have to go through to understand that there's so much effort just to live a simple life also. So basically, our main thing here is be satisfied with what we have. Don't endeavor, just manage your life to go back That's what the whole idea is. And Srila Prabhupada is telling us in many, many ways, in many, many parts, in many sections, in all of his books.
The previous verse is also the same.
Yes.
There is hand is available.
In a few chapters, in the first or second chapter. What need is there for a pillow when you have your hand like that? Huh? Yeah. Shadow, yeah. So that it's all our needs are actually can be met if we understand how to control our senses. So you find that in your own lives, you know that when you go to like the dam and you see people there are simple sometimes, right? Even in winter, they just put a towel or something over themselves, and then they still continue with their services or tapasya, whatever they're doing. And if you think about it, really, you can understand that the living entity can subsist in that condition also, sufficiently. So what is the difference, you know, and what gives? So then, in analyzing, we come to conclusion, generally, you should come to the conclusion that the difference is I have more desires, greater desires, than the person who's not doing it. And so to come to a stage where you can give up those desires is what the practice is all about. Huh? Sadhana practice and all. Intelligence is one thing, but practicing it is very important, because then the intelligence gets purified, and once the intelligence is purified, the mind can be pacified and controlled properly. And then we can do the right. Once the mind is situated in mode of goodness, it is so much easier. Generally, the mind is supposed to be in the mode of goodness, but it's in passion and then ignorance. So therefore, the intelligence is contemplative.
But even in that state, we get attracted to some flickering things. Like with the advent of TV in India, like if you go into the Himalayas also, these people will be having one small bag and a towel. They don't even have a home. But wherever there's a TV, they all...
Yeah, because this... Yeah, you know, even though someone may be practicing, he can be bewildered, as Krishna says, right? You know, one who doesn't pray to him, he is covered. His yoga maya will come and disturb him, or his maha maya will disturb him.
I was seeing pictures on CNN over Kumbh Mela, these Naga Babas, but they are making tea on the stove.
Yeah. That's not so bad, no? Actually, not so bad. Because they smoke ganja and everything, those guys, so not so bad. When I first went to Vrindavan, right, I was like, wow, this is amazing, right? So when we were walking to some devotee's place, home, opposite his place, there was a local person was staying, and he had on his backyard a big dish, satellite dish, as big as this room. And I was astonished. I said, wow. So, you know, people have attachment even when they are in the dham also. You cannot run away. One has to purify it naturally and then retire to the dham. Hmm? And that's what Prabhupada means by not for aggravating our sensory needs. We don't need that. We shouldn't do that. And then Prabhupada continues, the needs are therefore artificial. And in the pure state of life, there is no such needs. That's what we need to accept. I'm a soul, I really don't need all these things. So when you think about it, if I'm really a soul, why am I pursuing this thing? So what is the difference? A pure soul doesn't need it, but why are we pursuing it? So that's a very good point Srila Prabhupada is making. It's all our desires. And because of that, you find society, towns, country, everything growing because of that desire.
To maintain the body, it's also it's desire.
Maintain the body?
It means once we have a body, and then the body needs are there, right?
Yeah, so the sadhu also has the same needs.
So maintaining body will not cover...
Not really, it's your desire to... Instead of, like we said, you know, you maintain your body, right? If you are living in a forest, you just dig a hole and then do your business and cover it or whatever, right? But then your desire is you want a special commode and so on, the golden commode, then you have to work for it, no? Right? That kind of need is what Prabhupada said, why we need that, like things like that. Yeah. Maintaining body and mind is, it's normal. Everyone has to eat, sleep, and do other things. Yeah. So Prabhupada said we shouldn't be increasing artificially our needs, you know. But rather we should try to engage and cultivate spiritual knowledge. And when we use that senses, instead of enjoying for ourselves, use it to serve Krishna, then He purifies it for us, because He is the master of our senses actually. And that's why Prabhupada says he is Rishikesha. And then he says Rishika means senses and Isha means the master. The Lord is never the servant of the senses. Okay? And you never see Him being directed by the dictation of the senses. But you can see all of us, we are always forced by the situation. Some senses. We become servants of sense.
This is what it appears happened. Initially people expanded their needs.
Yes.
And now they are trapped. They don't even know how to go back.
Yeah, material age is like that. Once you give up tapasya and then you go and want to enjoy, you are trapped. It's very hard to give up once you enjoy something. So just like Mataji was saying, those Nagababas, all their austerities, then they see a TV, they stop because it's maya, so amazing, and they are like astonished, what is this?
Even on Govardhan Parikrama,
yeah.
Every tea shop or whatever shop they have, there's a small TV.
Yeah, yeah.
There are four or five people watching.
Yes, yes.
They stop the Parikrama and watch the TV.
Yeah. You can see how pervasive this material nature is, and it's how it's capturing all the jivas who are going even to the dham to hold us back and say, you can enjoy, don't go. And actually, we really look at, we cannot enjoy. We are suffering. We are all suffering. So difficult.
Once,
yeah?
We were driving the Mini Priya Prabhu,
Yeah.
Man has to
job. Yes, to fit, meant for tapasya, that's all it's meant for. So you do tapasya in different ways, eating, sleeping. Yeah, some people sleep so long, right? That's their tapasya. In a sense, it's ignorance.
So yoga.
Yoga. Dandavat. Well, it's Dandavat in the holy dham if you go as a parikram. In parikram, when you go like Vrindavan parikram or Navadvipa, you stay out there, you sleep, because your intention is to go around, then sleeping is not considered in ignorance. It's service. It's like that.
Sometimes it's
austerity. Yeah, sometimes it's austerity, but for us it's austerity. At the same time, it is not considered like an ignorance. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not here. You go to the dham. You go to the dham and do the service. Sleeping service, not here. And in the open forest, like that. Not under.
Remind you that this is
such a. Yes, right. Yeah. Actually, if you sleep on the ground, you can't really sleep much. Once the body is rested, you find that you have to get out and move around.
It depends.
Prabhu said it depends on you. Different. Must be really in ignorance. So anyway, the Vedas instruct us to get out of the existence of darkness. Go forward on the path of light. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. The path of light is therefore to satisfy the senses of the Lord. So you see, Arjuna agrees to satisfy Krishna's senses at the Kurukshetra battle. And that's why he was successful. So Prabhupada says, we can also be successful because Arjuna already showed us how to engage all our activities in the service of Krishna. So if you do tapasya and all because you think it's good for you, then you will not be successful actually. Many people doing that. you can see that.
So when I went to Badrinath, like Gangotri, Yamunotri, although these are all, like we say, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Yamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, so those places you will find more yogis than devotees.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are into this yoga system.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to control
yes,
their senses.
Yes, yeah.
Does it look like they have exposure to this path of transcendental bhakti?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. But you know, some of them may be really advanced yogis also.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful also how you deal with them. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to. Huh?
Because we receive a lot of advancements.
Yeah. So we don't have to do all those austerities. Yeah. And if you're thinking who's going to help them, the Lord will help them eventually. Because they are, if they are aiming for the Lord will guide them. If they're not, then the Lord will guide them another place. Yeah.
In Uttarkashi, you'll see hundreds of yogis sitting by the Ganges. And I used to think these things only happen in movies, but
you can really see, yes, yes.
Next to Ganges, and they're migrating.
It is interesting. Some of them can do all this austerity, and at the end of the day, they'll sit and smoke bidi and so on. Yeah, yeah. It is you. I mean, I've seen it in Vrindavan also. Yeah? The whole day the yogi will be doing, and then at the end of the day, you know, time to go to nap or whatever. They smoke a bit, so it's interesting. But because they are misguided. They're misguided. We are, like Prabhu is saying, we are very fortunate because of Prabhupada. It is. We can't do it otherwise.
Actually, Prabhupada goes very heavily. Some of the lectures, like they smoke bidi, or they then lecture Bhagavad Kasata, or they start smoking or drinking.
Yeah. So, because they don't, they are not guided, such yogis are artificially controlling senses. Prabhupada says they are artificially, because they don't know how to connect to the master of senses. So how can you control? You're actually under the
control of the senses.
The senses and also the material nature, Devi Yeshu Gunamaya. It's very difficult. Some people are successful, but very difficult to control the senses.
These advanced yogis are also transcendentalists, like we heard yesterday.
Those are transcendental. If they are very advanced, They are on the path of transcendental. Yeah, Prabhupada says they are.
At some point, the Lord will reveal.
Yes, provided they want to.
Okay.
Yeah, Bahunam Janmanam Anti Gyanamam Mam Prabhupada. So it takes many many lifetimes before one comes to the conclusion. So if you go in that route, it's going to be a long route. So it's like sometimes you go in a driving destination, then you. While you're going to the destination, you say, let's stop by and watch something. So you detour, scenic route. Mount Rushmore and all.
Highway 101.
Okay. So anyway, if that happens, then it's a longer journey. But because they are sincerely seeking, Krishna will ultimately allow them to come. Yeah. It's not that the Lord is so unkind, compassionateless. He is compassionate, but in his own way. The one who is more sincerely looking for him, he is more favorable. One who is less favorable, then the Lord reacts accordingly. Ye yatamam prabhudyante. According to their surrender, he also reveals himself.
Like Don Prabhu, who manages our My Sweet Lord restaurant in Seattle, he was telling me one day his story. 40 years ago, he prayed very intensely. God, show me the path, show me the path. And then he heard devotees, Hare Krishna. They were singing and going. Then he followed them along. And then since then, 40 years he's with us.
Nice.
I mean, he hasn't taken initiation, but still he's with us.
But yeah, that's nice. Yeah. No, there is. We already know what is favorable for Krishna, unfavorable, right? And accordingly, you reject those that are unfavorable. But you thinking, you have to make sure that what your decision is correct or not, right? If you give up something. Everything is Nirbandha Krishna Sambandha. So whatever you give up, you have to know whether can it be connected to Krishna first before I give up. It's like somebody says, you know, if people are misguided, they'll say, oh, I'll give up my money, everything, wealth, and then I'm going to the forest to pray to Krishna. But that's not the right thing.
Say in terms of patterns of thinking that are not for Krishna consciousness.
Like, example? Still general. Can you be specific? Then at least I can relate to that.
I'll think again for
okay.
I mean, I do have this question, but...
Like yeah, but it's too generic, and I'm not sure what you mean also. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that when a devotee in their journey, my journey...
Yeah,
okay. Saying that, you know, this thing is blocking me.
Okay, use yourself. What is the thing that you feel is blocking? Example.
Say I waste time.
Okay, procrastinate.
Procrastinate.
Okay. That's more specific, yeah.
Yeah, okay, procrastinate.
Okay.
Or I serve the internet.
Okay.
So, and then
okay, what is the problem? The internet or...
My lack of attraction.
Yes. So then, it's not the internet's problem.
Yeah, so it's my wasting time.
So you therefore cannot reject the internet.
Yes.
Okay, then...
No, Prabhu, I'm talking about myself leading that thing and using that time more in Krishna's service.
So that's time management.
Yes.
So do you have a schedule of what you want to do?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I see that I still have a lot of time. I need to probably do more
things. Okay, then do things like, you know, you can go and do kirtans to the deities.
Yeah.
Right?
Or talk to Amritan, there's a lot of services coming
up. Oh yeah, find out if there's temple service.
Sure.
But again, you know, if you don't have attraction for a service, then you cannot artificially say, I want to go and do it.
So what I'm saying is that, so what is the mood in which we do, like, so that, I mean, I've seen that sometimes I see some devotees leave certain things, and I see that, I've also heard that some hard-heartedness comes inside.
Mm-hmm. That is austerity. Hard-heartedness comes because you do too much austerity. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, so you need to be guided. Whatever, if you feel like you're saying to me now, I don't know your schedule, but you need someone you have who knows you better. You have to, like your mentor or mentees or whatever you have, right? So then discuss with them if that's okay. So I'll talk to Hari Vilas Prabhu. You are working here, so you should talk to them first. Because your mentor's in somewhere else. They don't even understand the situation clearly. Yeah, okay, so he's your mentor. So then you ask him and tell him this is what happens. Every day you do everything and then suddenly you find you so much time.
So Prabhu, you made a comment that we may not be attracted to certain types of service.
Yeah.
Why is that so?
Because you're not at that level, right? To be able, for example, how many people want to do wash toilets at the temple?
Very few.
Exactly. So that means a lot of people are not attracted to it. Because they see it as a
negative
thing, material things, so on. But actually, it's no different keeping the toilet clean as dressing the deity, actually. So therefore, it's because they are not ready to do that, then they have to do things that they feel comfortable in. So they become favorable in executing the devotional service. If you put them in there, then they will say, I'm not coming next time. So they lose the opportunity to develop their Krishna consciousness. So therefore,
we should never be assigned, but they should be volunteering.
That's why we volunteer. Mm-hmm. But a guru can push a disciple to some extent by saying, I want you to do this. Knowing the mind of the disciple, the guru will push a little. The guru won't tell you to, okay, you know, I want you to go to the moon planet and cultivate those moon residents. Because he knows you can't do it like that. He won't say that. Impossible task. Yeah. So he'll give you something according to your nature. Okay, you can do this. Maybe a little bit effort you need, and that may be your purification to overcome your inhibitions.
So
yeah.
Srila Prabhupada gave some very extreme...
Exactly.
Go to China.
Exactly, exactly. So they were capable, that's why he gave them. Generally, the guru won't give you instruction that you cannot do. It's just that you may have some blockages, like, you know, procrastinating, like that.
So, injection also the potency.
Yeah, if you have faith, then that same instruction gives you the potency to do it. Alright, so that's how people are misguided. No? They don't follow any authority. Alright, so text 31. Tayajashatu vikurvana Indriyani dashabhavan Jnana shakti kriya shakti
Buddhi pranascha
taijasau Srotram Tvagrana Drikjiva
Srotram Tvagrana Drikjiva
Vaktor Medrangri Payavaha
Vaktor Medrangri Payavaha.
By further transformation of the mode of passion, the sense organs like the ears, skin, nose, eyes, tongue, mouth, hands, genitals, legs, and the outlets for evacuating together with intelligence and living energy are all generated. So all of these are still coming from false ego, but they are combining with the different modes to give different things. Okay? Yeah?
So false ego comes after the body takes place or because
before,
of...
Before. So false ego is at the Mahatattva level.
First thing. But when first people decided to leave Krishna, that false ego caused them to get the physical body, isn't it?
Whatever, that is what it is. Yeah. This is an element false ego. That is a...
Consciousness.
That's enviousness. Becomes... Huh?
So false ego combined with mode of goodness comes mind.
Yes.
Passion, intelligence. And then further mode of passion, all these senses come.
Yeah.
But intelligence guides the mind, isn't it? Intelligence, purified intelligence guides the mind. So, mind...
No, you see, you're saying intelligence, passion is not. No. The intelligence, what is the function of intelligence?
Discriminate.
So that is passion, active thing. Yeah, like that.
But when the mind is fickle, isn't that also passion or?
Yeah, so the mind is supposed to be in the mode of goodness.
Supposed to.
Yes.
Yeah. That is all. If the consciousness is reflected through false ego,
when
it comes in contact with the mode of
passion. Yeah, like the colors.
Yes, exactly. So pure consciousness reflected through false ego, come in contact with mode of goodness, then mind is produced. Similarly.
So basically here, if you understand, there's three ways the false ego come into this universe, okay? In the mode of ignorance, through false ego, it creates the sky, ether, and sense objects, sound, air, touch, everything is one. In the mode of passion, the false ego generates the mind with the demigods who control the different directions, which we just passed through, in the mode of goodness, that is. And in the mode of passion, the same false ego generates intelligence, life air, prana, knowledge acquiring senses, working senses like that. Okay?
So, from TUS we cover that mind is higher than the senses and that the intelligence is higher than the mind. But intelligence seems to be coming later than mind.
Doesn't matter.
But it is higher.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Intelligence is required for planning, in terms of function.
Functionally, it is generated from the mode of passion. And you are saying one after another, because that's how I can describe it. But they are all a boom.
Yes.
Yeah, you understand? Yeah.
So you said three things. One is ignorance, through false ego, generates sky, ether, senses.
Yes.
Through passion, generates mind via demigods, life, air, working senses.
No. To goodness, false, it generates mind, demigods who control the different directions and so on. Yeah. And then in passion, we just read, it generates intelligence, prana, knowledge acquiring senses, working senses.
So, another thing I heard is certain things are more powerful than the gross things.
What do you mean powerful?
The ghosts are more powerful than human beings because they have subtler body than ours.
Yeah. Higher. They're not...
They're higher conscious?
Higher level, the body, because subtle elements are always higher than gross. It's like that.
And then also in the previous local we read that gross things are coming from the subtler things.
Yes. Yeah. Text 32. Yadaite sangata bhava
Yadaite sangata bhava
Utendriya manoguna
Utendriya manoguna
Yadayatana nirmane
Yadayatana nirmane
Nasheku brahma vittama
Nasheku brahma vittama.
O Narada, best of the transcendentalists, The forms of the body cannot take place as long as these created parts, namely the elements, senses, mind and modes of nature, are not assembled. Very simple. Means, this jiva comes in, he must have all this ready. Then he takes on the suit. If it's not there, then he cannot get a form, a body. He cannot. That's basically what it means.
Chief assembly officer is...
Yeah, so therefore Brahma puts each soul in different places, so they get a specific type of body. That's what happens ultimately. So this depends on one's desires. What is that verse in the... No. 13th chapter. No, according to Karanam Guna Sangasya, Sadasad Yonis Janmasu. Yes. No, Purushad Prakriti. Jungte Prakriti Janma. Yes. That's the verse. So according to that, they are attracted to different bodies after that. So the Lord Brahma then says, okay, you have this desire here, here, here. So you may even be sleeping, and then when you awake after the yoga nidra with the Lord, you come back, you go back to the same place to continue to enjoy that existence you want, from a pig, dog, cat to demigods like that. Yeah. So if they are in the elemental stage, then these bodies cannot be ready. So now they have been all transformed. So the other point to understand is this transformation of the elements all by generated by the Supreme Lord actually. Brahma is not doing all that. He is only going to assemble the universe, expand the universe. That Shakti he has. So towards the end of the first paragraph, Prabhupada says, the living entities are exactly like small children playing the material field under the control of the maidservant of the Lord nature. They accept the Maya or the maidservant as all in all and thus wrongly conceive the Supreme Truth to be feminine, goddess Durga, etc. This is a very nice example. Just like children, you take them to a care, right? Child care center, whatever. So when they are young, they think this is the Supreme Mother or whatever they think like that. So Prabhupada says, a foolish childlike materialist cannot reach beyond the conception of the maidservant, material nature. But the intelligent grown-up sons of the Lord know well that all the acts of material nature are controlled by the Lord, just as a maidservant is under the control of the master, the father of the undeveloped children. Very nice example actually. The parts of the body, such as the senses, are the creation of the Mahatattva. And when they are assembled by the will of the Lord, the material body comes into existence and the living entity is allowed to use it for further activities. Okay? So it's amazing the way this is all set up for us. So, text 33. Tada samhatya kanyonyam.
Tada samhatya kanyonyam.
Bhagavat Shakti Choditaha
Bhagavat Shakti Choditaha
Sat Asatvam Upadaya
Sat Asatvam Upadaya
Chobayam Sasrijurhi Yadaha
Chobayam Sasrijurhi Yadaha.
Thus, when all these became assembled by the force of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this universe certainly came into being by accepting both the primary and secondary causes of creation. So there's the Karana Shakti and all, and the Kriya Shakti, all those things. In this verse, Prabhupada says, it is clearly mentioned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead exerts his different energies in the creation. Okay, it's not like he keeps quiet. He sets it in motion. Do it. It is not that he himself is transformed into material creations. No, it's his energy. The difference is we have to do certain things ourselves, but the Lord doesn't have to. He just expands, and the thing will go on its own. you know, and does things for him independently, but it's because of him it's doing. He expands himself by his different energies as well as by his plenary portions. So one is more like himself, what do you call that? Direct expansions or plenary expansions in this case. The other one is transformed energies, okay? More
Lord Shiva.
Like the material energy, Lord Shiva, all those. Yeah, and Shakti Avesh in the case of Brahma. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Swamsa and Vivinamsa. Yeah. And then, now Prabhupada also gives us an idea of where this Mahatattva is situated. So he says, in a corner of the spiritual sky of Brahma Jyoti, a spiritual cloud sometimes appears. Sometimes appears. So basically, in a classroom, if you have a naughty child, you send them to a
corner.
So the same thing the Lord is doing. So we all rebelled against him. So he said, okay, go to the corner. So we all go to the corner, Mahatattva, and then we do our nonsense. He expands himself by his different energies. Huh?
So when
Yeah, Pradhan all will remain. Every other thing will go back into the Lord. Basically, the jivas. Yeah. And then the material elements will go back and remain inert. Yeah.
So the manifestation of Pradhan in elemental form, like Mahatattva form, is sometimes come, sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. The Mahatattva is the activated stage of material nature. The inactive stage is they go back. Everything is go. So no more universes, everything is dead. Okay, The Lord then, by his plenary portion as Mahavishnu, lies down within the water of the Mahatattva, and the water is called the causal ocean, Karana Jala. While Mahavishnu sleeps within the causal ocean, innumerable universes are generated along with his breathing. These universes are floating and they are scattered all over the causal ocean. So these universes are all golden in color, small golden globules they come out. Some grow big, some are different size, small and big. So each universe is different. Our universe is considered to be one of the smallest ones. So all our ego better go small. Okay, and while, these universes are floating and they are scattered all over the causal ocean, they stay only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. So when he exhales, existence. When he inhales, everything goes. In each and every universal globe, the same Mahavishnu enters again as Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu. So in each and every universal globe, okay? So that's Mahavishnu in each of them. Yeah. And then he enters as Garbha Dakshayi Vishnu. Okay. And lies there on the serpent-like Sesha incarnation. And then he also lies and then he fills the universe. Half of it with his
sweat.
Yeah, sweat. Sweat. But it's transcendental sweat. And then he fills up the globe. From his navel sprouts a lotus stem, and on the lotus, Brahma, the Lord of the universe, is born. So Brahma is the Lord of the universe. Not that he is the creator of the universe. Brahma creates all forms of living beings of different shapes in terms of different desires within the universe. Karanam gunasangasya. Now you understand how these things... Now it makes so much sense, right? You read the Bhagavad Gita, now you read this, it's like, wow. Things are falling into place, somewhat. Not completely. He also creates the sun, moon and other demigods from Brahma. Okay. So the chief engineer, Prabhupada says, is the Lord himself, and then everyone is working under him. In the last paragraph, Prabhupada says, there are two modes of material creation, the creation of the collective universes as started above, done by Mahavishnu, and the creation of the single universe. Both are done by the Lord, and thus the universal shape, as we can see, takes place. Okay, the entire universe is all the universe created by the Lord Himself, and even singly inside the elemental everything, He is also creating that. So practically, He does every work. Brahma has to assemble. Yeah.
Are like globules, like eggs, and then the elements enter after that, like the Garbha Raksha. Because then we also read that Mahatattva's agitated elements are generated. So that is separate.
Yeah, there's a different, remember there's a different,
yes.
Those are element on a different elemental stage. So they'll go into here to.
So this is like an egg that comes and then.
Yeah, but this Garbha Raksha Vishnu already has everything in it, it's a compact. He has everything with him this time. So Brahma only has to put everything in its place, that's all. Everything is already there. It's like prepackaged.
Yeah, but the elements?
It's already in there now.
In the?
Yes, in the globules.
But that's not what is coming out from Mahavishnu.
No. When Garbha Raksha Vishnu comes in, it all comes in with him. Yes. Yeah. Because everything is happening so fast. You know, you one at a time it's described, but it's coming with him. He takes it with him. Yeah,
it says that.
Yes.
But that's what I used to get confused. Like, how come the universe is coming out like this also? And then, you know,
this universe is coming out from Mahavishnu. This each universe is covered by the elements from the Mahatattva. It covers each one. Okay. So then from there, they are used further inside for the planets and so on. Yeah. Got it?
That was a discussion I asked earlier also.
Yeah.
That means like in the Pradhan state, when the Mahavishnu dances, right? That's when it starts agitated and then only it starts differentiating everything. And the same element...
At the same time, everything is happening. Yes, breathing, everything,
right.
Everything.
So
yeah.
When he exhales, then the universe is formed with these elements.
Covering the universe, yeah.
So when he inhales, it is complete annihilation.
Everything
separates.
Yes.
So then again he glances again, right? Okay. So every breathing he glances, pretty much.
Something like that. It's so fast.
It's not really deep sleep for him.
Well, it's quite a long time for us.
Mother, you can calculate.
Yeah, I've never come across, that's a good point, whether he opens to look several times, right? I haven't come across. But maybe, I don't know, I can
that
find.
That itself fits the sleep.
Yeah.
He might be
blinking.
Just
glance? No, not necessarily. No, what happens is when the jivas go back, then they after a while, he's sleeping, you know? Yeah, he's sleeping, and then when they agitate him, they want to go and enjoy, then he glances. You understand?
But then he's breathing continuously, right?
Yeah, yeah, but only for this creation, then the everything else comes, yeah.
So every breath, there is no creation?
Maybe, we don't know how long his breath is. But I'm not sure about that question, I don't know. I'll have to find out. But as far as I know, In my reading, the jivas agitate him and he smiles because he knows they want to get out to enjoy. And then he glances and then boom. Everything goes so... It manifests so fast, we cannot understand, you know. Like there's some time, you know. Yeah, so fast it happens.
This is pretty detailed and graphic. So is there any multimedia presentation available?
I don't know, you have to ask Amitananda. He's the, he's got the multimedia shakti, he has. Yeah, text study for Vashapuga sahasrante tadandam udakeshayam kalakarma svabhavasto jivo jivam ajivayat. Thus all the universes remained thousands of eons within the water, the causal ocean, and the lot of living beings entering in each of them caused them to be fully animated. Okay? Some of your questions, that's how it is. So it appears from our standpoint of view, it's like so many years it's there before the Lord goes in. But actually it's kind of fast actually. Yeah. So this each jiva in each universe is taken by the Garbhodakasha Vishnu. His another name is Hiranyagarbha. Okay, that's why he's known as one who gives life. So, and so ajiva yad means to be given life. Okay. So Prabhupada says the Lord is described here as the jiva because he is the leader of all jivas, living entities. Yeah, exactly. So the same thing. Among the nityas, he is the nitya, the supreme nitya. So, few lines down, Prabhupada writes, so, as described above, the Lord as Garbhodakasha Vishnu or Hiranyagarbha Supersoul enters into each and every universe and causes it to be animated by begetting the living entities within the womb of the material nature as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. So he is the supersoul of the universe. So, and then the supersoul of each of us is of Paramatma. Okay. So Prabhupada doesn't say whether he glances many times or not, but he says after each annihilation of the material creation, all the living entities are merged within the body of the Lord, and after creation they are again impregnated within the material energy. Okay, to be impregnated means he's glancing again. Yeah. In material existence, therefore, the material energy is seemingly the mother of the living entities and the Lord is the father. But of course, for impregnation he uses Shambhu Shakti or Lord Shiva. Text 35. Sa eva purushastasmat andam nirvidya nirgataha sahasrovangri bahuvakshaha sahasranana shishavan. The Lord Mahavishnu, although lying in the causal ocean, came out of it and dividing himself as Hiranyagarbha, he entered into each universe and assumed the Virat Rupa with thousands of legs, arms, mouths, heads, etc. Okay.
So he enters as Garbhodakasha Vishnu as well as Virat Rupa or Virat Rupa in manifestation?
Assumed.
Assumed.
Yeah. It is, okay, this Virat Rupa is not it's an imagination. Yeah.
It's a template.
It's as Prabhu said, it's a kind of template for Brahma to create inside the universe, the higher planetary system, lower planetary system. Because Virat Rupa gives him, it is an imagination by the, you know, like all the sages. For the purpose, you can say in that sense, but it's not really, it is transcendental because of that. But it's not, it's temporary as well, yeah. And that, because of this, it's called temporary. Because Brahma uses it for that purpose only.
Thousands of legs and all those, that is also just a...
Well, because... Okay, I understand it differently. Because each universe, he is expanding, so he is thousands of hands, thousands of legs like that. That's how I understand.
Description of this is what led
fills in and goes in, like all the demigods enter into those different parts, and it doesn't come up till the super soul goes in.
Third canto will come, but let's not jump. Yeah, you can read that. You can read that. So Prabhupada says how the Virat Rupa different parts have different planetary systems and so on. So that's what it is. So now it's going to go further.
So all the descriptions like the Meru Parvat and so on, they are all within one Brahmanda.
Yes.
And they could be replicas in multiple
Brahmandas,
different sizes.
Yes, that's right. Or more of the same thing, you know. Bigger than what you understand. Text 36. Yasye havaya vairlokan kalpayanti manisinaha katyadivir adha shabda saptordvam jaganadivihi. So he had stated what I was saying earlier. Great philosophers imagine that the complete planetary systems in the universe are displays of the different upper and lower limbs of the universal body of the Lord. The word kalpayanti or imagine is significant. The Virat universal form of the Absolute is an imagination of the speculative philosophers who are unable to adjust to the eternal two-handed form of Lord Sri Krishna. That means they accept God, but they cannot accept a form, so they imagine a form. Although the universal form as imagined by the great philosophers is one of the features of the Lord, it's only a feature, it is more or less imaginary. It is said that the seven upper planetary systems are situated above the waist of the universal form, whereas the lower planetary systems are situated below his waist. The idea impressed herein is that the Supreme Lord is conscious of every part of his body, and nowhere in the creation is there anything beyond his control. That's the Prabhupada wants to make that point clear. No? That he is aware of everything. Abhijna. Swarat Abhijna. Now you can connect to the canto 1 first verse. Text 37. Last verse. Purushashya mukham brahma.
Purushashya mukham brahma.
Kshatram yatasya bahav. Bahava Urbur Vaishya Bhagavata
Urbur Vaishya Bhagavata
Padbhyam Shudro Vyajayata
Padbhyam Shudro Vyajayata.
The Brahmanas represent his mouth, the Kshatriyas his arms, the Vaishyas his thighs, and the Shudras are born of his legs. So the same way, the different varna and ashram are also coming from the Lord's hands, arms and legs like that. So in that way we can say all living beings are stated to be parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, and how they are so is explained in this verse. Four divisions of the human society, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Sudras, are all in different parts of the body of the Lord. So in one sense, we should respect the Varnashram creator, because they all representing, in total they represent the Lord. So therefore, we are supposed to work together in harmony. And then we will realize the Lord properly. So that's same way for us also, we have to all cooperate, work together. We should put aside, you know, my guru is better than your guru syndromes. We cannot have that thing. Because it's going to make it difficult for you to realize Krishna. That's what, in a sense, I see from here. So, all are different parts of the body of the Lord. As such, no one is different from the Lord in the sense that we are all
qualitatively
similar. The mouth of the body and the legs of the body are not different constitutionally. Look how intelligent Prabhupada is. But the mouth or the head of the body is qualitatively more important than the legs. At the same time, the mouth, the legs and the arms and the thighs are all component parts of the body. These limbs of the body of the Lord are meant to serve the complete whole. So understand this. We are meant to serve nicely. The mouth is meant for speaking and eating. The arms are meant for the protection of the body. The legs are meant for carrying the body. And the waist of the body is meant for maintaining the body. Okay. So anyway, you can read the rest. Point I wanted to make, I made it. Cooperation. Text 38. So further description. All this is a description of the universal form. Burloka kalpita padhyam.
Burloka kalpita padhyam.
Bhuvarlokasya nabitaha.
Bhuvarlokasya nabitaha.
Rida swarloka urasa.
Rida swarloka urasa.
Maharloka mahatmana.
Maharloka mahatmana.
The lower planetary systems up to the limit of the earthly stratum are said to be situated in his legs. The middle planetary systems beginning from Bhuvarloka are situated in his navel. And the still higher planetary systems occupied by the demigods and highly cultured sages and saints are situated in the chest of the Supreme Lord. So we've heard of the 14 planetary system. They are all divided into the upper, middle and lower. That's what this is. And they are all in the universal body. So, you know, so in a sense, Brahma can know where to put the planets when he expands them. In one sense, yeah. Text 39. Grivayam jana lokasya.
Grivayam jana lokasya.
Tapo loka sthana. Stana dvayat.
Loka stana dvayat.
Murdabi satya lokastu.
Murdabi satya lokastu.
Brahma loka sanatana.
Brahma loka sanatana.
So here he says Brahma loka is eternal. So let's see. Brahma loka here is referred to spiritual planets. Let's see. From the forefront of the chest up to the neck of the universal form, the Lord, are situated the planetary systems named Janaloka and Tapoloka, whereas Satyaloka, the topmost planetary system, is situated on the head of the form. The spiritual planets, however, are eternal. Very interesting how Prabhupada describes it. No? Otherwise, if we don't know, then we think Brahmaloka. Yes, but then just read what Prabhupada says. There's two reasons why he wrote it like that, and you'll understand as soon as you read the purport. Many times in these pages we have discussed the spiritual planet situated beyond the material sky, and the description is corroborated in this verse. The word Sanatana is significant. This very idea of eternity is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita, Parastasmattu Bhavanyo Vyakto Vyaktat Sanatana. Okay. Where it is said that beyond the material creation is the spiritual sky, where everything is eternal. Sometimes Satyaloka, the planet in which Brahma resides, is also called Brahmaloka. But the Brahmaloka mentioned here is not the same as the Satyaloka planetary system. So now Prabhupada is making it clear what is the difference. Otherwise we cannot understand this. And this is also revealed by Jiva Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti and all. Because of the Acharyas we now know. This Brahmaloka is eternal, whereas the Satyaloka planetary system is not eternal. And to distinguish between the two, the adjective Sanatana has been used in this case. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this Brahmaloka is the loka or abode of Brahman, or the Supreme Lord. In the spiritual sky, all the planets are as good as the Lord himself. The Lord is all spirit, and his name, fame, glories, qualities, pastimes, etc. are all non-different from him because he is absolute. As such, the planets in the kingdom of God are also non-different from him. In those planets, there is no difference between the body and the soul, nor is there any influence of time as we experience it in the material world. And in addition to there being no influence of time, the planets in Brahmaloka, due to being spiritual, are never annihilated. All variegatedness in the spiritual planets is also one with the Lord. And therefore the Vedic aphorism Ekam Eva Dvitiyam is fully realized in that Sanatana atmosphere of spiritual variegatedness. Okay. And then at the end of this purport, Prabhupada says the Virat universal form of the Lord is an imagination for the material world. It has nothing to do with the spiritual world or the kingdom of God. Okay? And finally, not really. Text 40 and 41. Tatkathyam chatalam kliptam.
Tatkathyam chatalam kliptam.
Urubhyam vitalam vibho.
Urubhyam vitalam vibho.
Janubhyam sutalam shuddham.
Janubhyam sutalam shuddham.
Janghabhyam tu talatalam.
Janghabhyam tu talatalam.
Mahatalam tu gulphabhyam.
Mahatalam tu gulphabhyam.
Prapadabhyam rasatalam. Pathalam pada talata.
Pathalam pada talata.
Iti lokamaya pumam.
Iti lokamaya pumam.
You can see how Sukadeva Goswami is so poetic. It's amazing, yeah. You know who's also very amazing? It's Jayadev Goswami. He's cannot understand how he writes the. It's really amazing. My dear son Narada, know from me that there are 7 lower planetary systems out of the total 14. The first planetary system, known as Atala, is situated on the waist. The second, Vitala, is situated on the thighs. The third, Sutala, on the knees. The fourth, Talatala, on the shanks. The fifth, Mahatala, on the ankles. The sixth, Rasatala, on the upper portion of the feet. And the seventh, Patala, on the soles of the feet. Thus the Virat form of the Lord is full of all planetary systems. So basically he's describing how they are situated and so. Text 42. Burloka kalpita padhyam.
Burloka kalpita padhyam.
Bhuvarlokasya nabitaha.
Bhuvarlokasya nabitaha.
Swarloka kalpito murdna.
Swarloka kalpito murdna.
Itivaloka kalpana.
Itivaloka kalpana.
Others may divide the whole planetary system into 3 divisions, namely the lower planetary systems on the legs up to the earth, the middle planetary systems on the navel, and the upper planetary system, Swarloka, from the chest to the head of the Supreme Personality. The 3 divisions of complete planetary systems are here mentioned. 14 are imagined by others, and that is also explained. Basically, different sages will divide and see it differently, but it's all based on this. That's what he's saying. It's all meant for the pleasure of Krishna, so that we all can get out.
Things Lord has given the form.
Yeah, but
so we call it template,
right? Template. Yeah, as he said. So therefore he meditates for 1,000 years, then he gets the empowerment to use the template. Now if you get an architectural drawing, you don't know what to do with it sometimes.
Yeah, I saw a temple with like
400 pages architecture. Yeah.
With screws and
yeah, exactly. So it is not easy just to do that, but you must know how to get this and use it. So,
I didn't understand.
So that's what happens. He meditates and he gets the knowledge to use the elements. Otherwise, he don't know how to use it. Yeah, and that's the knowledge that sometimes the demons try to steal from him. And then he doesn't know how to do it, and then he does tapasya and gets it back. That's it. It's interesting from our point of view, but we are nobody compared to what's happening. Brahma is not like our size, he's big as a planet. That's how big he is.
So everything is ready and Brahmaji is trying to assemble on the uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is ready. Just know, just like if I say, make me a cheese, lettuce, tomato sandwich, if you don't know how to make, then you'll put anyhow and then say, right? But if somebody teaches you, then you say, oh, okay, this is the sequence, you know. Yeah. So you have a template.
Blueprint.
Yeah.
No, it's not template, it's a blueprint. Actually.
It's a blueprint, yeah.
God is so merciful, even the highest engineer, Brahmaji, he gave the knowledge as well as how to...
Yeah, basically, how to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Brahma will speculate. If the Brahma is not a pure person, like he may, you will read later on. There's a creation part where Brahma creates some group of people who are not nice. So then he had to give up that consciousness. So it says he gives up his body. Yeah. So even though he has the thing, he can also make some mistakes. Yeah.
So the Chaturmukha Brahma in our universe meditates on the Lord to get this knowledge. Is that consistent across all Brahmas?
They all do it, but some are not pure devotees.
Some of the Brahmas are not pure
devotees? Yes. You were a Brahma in your...
We all started as Brahma, right?
It says like that. Yeah. Yeah, it says like
so
that.
This is for me, little bewildering.
Little bewildering.
You all started as Brahma.
It says the very first time you come in, you will be a Brahma.
But we also know that...
I don't know.
Brahma, we also know that Brahma by end of his life goes back.
Yes. He's a pure devotee.
But this Brahma.
And this Brahma.
Yeah. All Brahma that's sitting here.
You can say that also. Brahma, what were you saying? Say, okay.
Brahma, after finishing the service, he should go back.
Yeah, our Brahma is a pure devotee.
That's why I started with. Brahma, our service did not end
before. You back to the. Sir,
I'm very. Oh, yeah, wait. We are not finished yet. Now, you all have to fill up this form for every presentation you all do. All of you must fill up. And each presentation cannot be more than 40 minutes. Okay? It has to be only 40 minutes. If you can finish in 30 minutes, good. 40 minutes is the maximum. Anyone goes above, you lose. That means you will write there. There's a section here. Did the speaker exceed the allotted time? You just put there, yes, by how much you put there.
So sometimes the verses are a little bit long.
Yeah, but you try to...
So 45 minutes.
40 minutes with 15 minutes questions. That's all. Okay?
So we stick to explaining what Prabhupada
means. Yeah, don't try to be better than Prabhupada. Yeah. I mean, you can listen to all the classes, Prabhupada's class, or any guru's classes, and or anyone who give nice classes. You can take the main points that you want to present and do it within the 40 minutes. You know.
So they all enhance purpose.
Yeah, because I also want you all to discuss chapters weekly. Now, your presentation may be only, like you said, some verses, but that's different from your discussion of chapters. So that one you need to spend at least close to 1 hour. So 2 hours maximum, don't waste time.
Time management.
Yes, time management. Come on time. If you don't come on time, you will also be deducted.
So there should be some attendance system.
Yes, everyone should attend. I need the attendance list. Why?
Yeah. No students are there to even mark.
No. You take attendance and you send it to me.
Also, the one way to make everybody fill up the form is that every student who fills the form, they also get their mark.
No, he will collect. Amitananda will collect it and then he will clip it with the class and then I will review it later. I will check online, but I need this. You can scan and send it to me.
You would have to go online.
Feedback. If you can put it online.
Form, like,
you know,
yeah. Google can create in like 10 minutes.
But nobody at home, they'll forget Prabhu.
What?
If they are not filling the form, you will get some marks for them.
Yeah, it will.
That way, everybody will fill
it up. Yes.
The moment you see...
No, that's how it is. You have to. And then you...
People who don't attend will also fill.
No, listen.
No, yes, attendance.
No, yes, I will keep
attendance. No, I...
The person should have listened.
No.
I will verify the form.
Huh? Okay, hang on, stop. Who's going to make sure the forms are filled?
So, form if you make online, then...
Who's going to make sure it's filled?
Everybody has to make sure
that they're... No. Who? I asked the question.
Somebody feels force in me.
That's okay. He is very good. The worst student in the class is made as monitor.
Okay, jokes aside, my question is, who is going to ensure Mother Chandra? Okay, so okay, Mother Chandra will make sure, and don't give him a hard time.
See, they say that, right? The worst product is better than the last leader. I will make sure I get it.
Just one idea.
You are the worst speaker. You have to keep
the speaker. Prabhu, we didn't
bring
say
the printer
that.
For us.
I mean, that's good. That's good.
Who comes on time, he'll
give the monitor.
So that becomes attendance also. That these people came on time, so they received forms, and hence it is filled and scanned. So
you have the online one.
But I think scanning,
scanning and filling is a long process.
Is the presenter is presenting.
Yes.
The presenter will have laptop.
Yes.
As soon as the class is done, people just come and fill it.
So I'll do a few iPad sessions.
You will give all the